I'm Dalton Barrett for News Radio WGNS, and here are some of the top stories impacting Rutherford County on your Rutherford Roundup for Monday, November the 10th, 2025. Health officials are on alert as Tennessee's measles count rises to 8 confirmed cases in 2025, all within the central region, including the latest in Nashville. Additional infections in the Mid-Cumberland region and Upper Cumberland region, impacting areas like Cannon, DeKalb, Warren, and White counties, underscore the growing concern. Most cases involve unvaccinated minors aged 5 to 17, revealing dangerous gaps in immunization coverage. Only one of the 8 infected has received the MMR vaccine, a crucial tool in preventing the disease. Rutherford County residents are urged to ensure vaccinations are up to date. The MMR vaccine is available through local health care providers and the Rutherford County Health Department. The vaccine's effectiveness has historically kept measles at bay, but as rates dip below the 95% threshold, the virus is resurging nationally, with over 1,680 cases reported across 42 states, marking the highest count since 1992. In Murfreesboro, another crisis is unfolding as the Salvation Army reports sharp increases in families seeking food and utility assistance amid a prolonged federal government shutdown. Major Bill Mockabee emphasized that no family should have to choose between warmth or nourishment. To respond proactively, the Salvation Army has launched its Kroger Food Angels program early this year on November 9th. The initiative aims to ensure that every Angel Tree family and many others impacted by the benefit delays receive groceries that they need for the holidays. As food and energy assistance requests grow across Rutherford County, financial donations remain the most impactful way for the community members to help. Contributions stay local and directly support those in need. Tragedy struck just beyond Rutherford County Saturday afternoon when a Vanderbilt Life Flight helicopter crashed near Old Hickory Lane in Wilson County. The aircraft went down around 2 p.m. in an open field near Caro Bend Road, not far from residential neighborhoods in the Lebanon area. Authorities have confirmed that one crew member passed away in the crash, while two others were critically injured and airlifted to Vanderbilt University Medical Center. The helicopter, an Airbus EC-130T2, was based out of Sumner County EMS and carried no patients at the time. It had a pilot, a flight nurse, and a flight paramedic on board. The FAA and Nashville Transportation Safety Board are now investigating the cause of the crash. Wilson County officials are urging the public to keep the victims and their families in their prayers as the investigation unfolds. Closer to home in Smyrna, a serious incident at Seward's Creek Elementary School has led to the arrest of a first-grade teacher. Jill Marie Hayes is facing charges of aggravated assault and false imprisonment after allegedly threatening another teacher during a confrontation inside a classroom. According to Detective Blake Shaw, Hayes reportedly blocked the exit and brandished a paper cutter while making a violent threat. She later claimed it was a joke taken too far. Haynes was taken into custody by Rutherford County Sheriff's Department deputies and released on a $6,000 bond. She's been placed on unpaid suspension while the investigation continues. In a milestone for local agriculture and a major development in retail expansion, following the 50th anniversary of the Rutherford County Farmers Market, organizers have launched a new winter-spring market season. Officially opened on Friday, November the 7th, the market now operates year-round at the Lane Agripark. Rutherford County Extension Director Anthony Tuggle highlighted the market's versatility, noting the indoor-outdoor facility can support fresh offerings in even colder months. Shoppers will find a robust selection of produce thanks to an expanding greenhouse farm, including unexpected finds like tomatoes in November. Beyond fruits and vegetables, the market features meats, artisan breads, homemade jellies, goat's milk soaps, and more. Open Fridays from 8 a.m. until noon through April, it promises not just food, but community engagement, with yoga for seniors and children's activities. Marketing Director Hannah Bleem says it's about creating a space where families can celebrate all things local, even through the holidays. Meanwhile, Murfreesboro is also welcoming a high-profile addition to its retail landscape, Buc-ee's. The beloved Texas-based chain broke ground in Murfreesboro this October as part of a nationwide expansion plan. Known for its massive travel centers and cult following, Buc-ee's promises over 200 full-time jobs and a new destination for everything from snacks and souvenirs to fuel and hot food. While some communities across the country have pushed back on similar developments, Murfreesboro appears poised to embrace Bucky's arrival, joining a wave of new locations stretching from Tennessee to Texas and Arizona to Wisconsin. With construction underway, local leaders expect the new Bucky's to boost traffic, tourism, and economic growth in Rutherford County. Rutherford County is under heightened scrutiny as the Tennessee Bureau of Investigation opens a probe into the county's property assessor's office. A recent state comptroller report uncovered widespread errors, with up to 25% of property assessments potentially incorrect. These include overlooked new constructions, misstated property changes, and incorrect square footage entries, all of which impact local tax bills and potential refunds. Rutherford County Mayor Joe Carr voiced serious concerns, noting the involvement of the TBI suggests potential criminal implications. With over 130,000 parcels affected, county commissioners are contemplating hiring a private third party to review and correct the data. Meanwhile, property assessor Rob Mitchell disputes the findings, calling the report flawed and politically motivated. While questions mount in Rutherford County government, the city of Murfreesboro is making strides in public safety technology. Nearly a year after launching its real-time crime center, the Murfreesboro Police Department is expanding operations with four new hires, extending live monitoring into the evening hours. Police Chief Michael Bowen and Captain Clayton Williams announced the department is exploring advanced drone deployment, a method already showing success in other cities. These drones could be dispatched from the real-time crime center, arriving at crime scenes swiftly and capturing real-time footage before suspects are aware. While Murfreesboro's current drone use remains limited, officials believe full integration is imminent. The expansion marks another step towards enhancing safety, with Murfreesboro leading the charge and using cutting-edge tools to protect the community. That's all for now. For updates on these and many more local news stories, check out our website, WGNSradio.com, or follow us on social media at NewsRadio WGNS on Facebook and X. If you're enjoying the show, be sure to leave a rating or a review on Spotify and iTunes, a comment on YouTube, or share it with a friend. I'm Dalton Barrett for News Radio WGNS, part of your Good Neighbor Network, and I'll talk to you later.